Joined here by head coach Chad Sullinger of the Gallatin Bulldogs. His team is in the Hamilton tournament this week. They picked up a 50-point victory against Tarkiel Fairfax. They're better known as the East Atchison Wolves. That game was last night. 82-31 was the final Friday against pretty good South Harrison team. Big game for Gallatin. We certainly previewed this one last week at this time. That trip to Maysville, Gallatin won that one 58-46. You just told it to me off the air here, Coach Sullinger, coming off that two-game losing streak down at the Lawson tournament. Guys kind of figured out some stuff. What are the lessons that they took out of that rough patch that they had late last week?
Well, I think the biggest thing on both ends of the floor for us was patience. Last time we talked about, we were getting in bad habits offensively of not being patient enough and getting great shots. So that's kind of what we've talked about lately, is not just getting good shots, but on the offensive end, getting great shots. And we've been more patient in our stuff offensively, and, and we're seeing that pay off. We also kind of went away from pressuring as much full court on the defensive side, hoping that will carry over and give us a little more legs later in the games, and hopefully carry over to our defensive issues, which we're also being too impatient, trying to steal from the ball from the defender every time that they had the ball. And so instead of gambling and being impatient defensively, we just really worked on being just really solid and keeping people in front of us and rebounding the basketball. And I think I've seen us grow in both of those areas since the Lawson tournament.
Yeah, Maysville was going to be a game that you kind of figured it was going to be a grinder when Maysville has Willis and Evans, and they got Metzger handle the ball. They have guys who can obviously do damage, but their strength is their size inside. Were you able to, especially with Fiden and some of your big guys inside, kind of control that a little bit, Coach?
Yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job. The Willis kid is—he's a terrific player, and we were kind of trying to give him some attention inside, from other areas, and we were able to do that. And Brett Emery guarded and Dirk Stout for Jordy guarded the Metzger kid last night. I thought they did a terrific job in forcing him into some tough looks. And so defensively, it was again, that's where I saw us be a little different from earlier in the year. We were making people take tough shots instead of trying to take the ball away from them. And so defensively, I saw us really take a step in the right direction that night.
Yeah, South Harrison's a pretty good basketball team. I know from last year to this year, they're much improved, but you really had things going, beat them 82-31 on Friday night. Just thoroughly coached, especially coming after off into the Maysville game. Was Friday night as really good for Gallatin as that score might indicate?
Yeah, we got back home. We hadn't been home in a while. I was really, really happy with our energy. We played with a lot of energy on both of the floors. It seems like the guys, after Lawson and then going and playing Maysville, seems like we're really, really locked in right now. It also helps when you shoot the ball extremely well. I think Isaac only missed one shot on the night, and that really helps offensively. But just a really good night for us against a really quality team.
Have you had the discussion with the boys at this point? I know coaches, they don't like looking ahead at all, but we talked about last week when you have a Maysville and a West Platts and a Plattsburgh and Polo and some of these teams that you're going to be in your district. Have you kind of had that conversation about the level of play that you're going to have to get to in order if you want to think about winning a district championship here in a month?
We really haven't talked about that a lot. We've just kind of put it in as far as physical, as far as in our practices, and as far as games. We haven't openly had the conversation of, this is how we got to play. We just are trying to introduce the way we have to play to compete at that level. And, if we continue to improve in our areas that we have not done so well in, I think that will take care of itself, and there was really no need to talk about it. One other note is, that we have really rebounded the basketball well, which was a little bit of a struggle for us in the first half of our season.
Well, quite frankly, you give up 31 to South Harrison, 71-21, pretty easy time of things with East Atchison last night, that first round game. Yeah, you're giving up over the last two games an average of 26 points. That is really, really good, Coach. When you guys get to that level defensively, what's working for you?
Well, we're just defending. We're keeping people out of the paint, getting to shooters, and then, you know, if we have to run a shooter off a three-point line, then our next closest defender is rotating to get in front of that offensive player, and we're just really moving really well. You know, that's a big thing that we coach defensively in our man stuff is just you have to move and you have to move quickly, and if someone does gamble for a steal and they do miss, then the next man that's closest to the ball has got to rotate over and get in front, which, you know, creates a domino effect with our other players, giving our person that gambled time to get back and recover to the open guy. And so just moving quickly, playing with energy is a huge thing defensively that we coach and we talk about a lot. And so, you know, I think we've seen those areas happen quite frequently lately.
You have Lathrop coming up Thursday at 5:45. I believe Lathrop got South Harrison a pretty good ball game last night. Do you have any sort of scouting report on the Mules for two nights from now?
Yeah, you know, we're familiar with them. We play them in the regular season, even though we didn't get to play them this year. But, you know, we still know they're a tall, athletic team. They have a really good guard and a fine kid that I think had 27 last night on South Harrison. He's quick and shoot it in. Terrific player, and they have some pieces around them. So, you know, definitely going to be a good challenge for us. You know, it's definitely good to see someone different and someone else that we haven't seen yet this far during the season. And so, you know, we're excited to play that game and kind of be able to measure where we're at against a really quality team.
Yeah, and they're 4-seed. This is a pretty good tournament down at Hamilton. Higginsville is a 2-seed, and East Buchanan is a 3-seed. So there's some punch on the opposite side of the bracket as well. Coach, congrats on the 3 wins since we talked last. Good luck on Thursday against the Mules.
All right, Tom, sure appreciate it.